The energy of this month is all about noticing, success filing, enjoying, and giving thanks. And yet, there is an undercurrent of another energy that I am feeling this November. There is a whisper that a new season is coming.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 79 of Blissen Up, and welcome to November. It is officially the first sacred Sunday of the month, and I am so happy you're here because today is the day that we get to name our theme and our intention for the month of November. Now, I often do this process of the Live with Intention framework on the last Sunday of the month, but last week I wasn't quite ready to name November. I felt like it was too early in October to be able to really step into the energy of November. So I needed a little bit more time to gather my thoughts, feel into the collective, feel into my own energy, feel into what November was going to look like for me and maybe for you. And it just took me a little while longer. Now, the reason I am sharing that with you is because I want to make it super clear that everything doesn't have to follow a specific rule or formula. Sometimes we get stuck in perfection or in the rigidity and strictness of our rules that we have created in our minds, and we end up using those things against ourselves. That is an important habit to let go of in your life. It's okay to have a season that's a little bit different than somebody else's. It's okay to be a little bit behind or to be a little bit off tempo. And it's certainly okay to go to the beat of your own drum. So if you sometimes find yourself feeling like you're behind because you are not at the same pace or at the same rhythm as somebody else, I am here to let you know that you have permission to be yourself and to trust the process and to keep doing the work, even if the timing or the formula doesn't look exactly like someone else's. So today is the day that we name November instead of last week. And by the way, that's actually a really good thing because it gave me an opportunity last week to share with you the power and science behind naming things, which I can't believe in over a year and a half that I haven't recorded an episode on the power of naming and the science behind naming things, but I was able to share it last week. So if you didn't tune in, make sure you go to episode number 78 and you listen in. It's a good one. And it's important for you to understand why we do the work that we do. So let's dive right in. Now, before we name into the future, it is always important to notice where we are coming from, to take a look back. That is the first step of the Live with Intention framework, is the reflection part. And in my humble opinion, it is the most important part because the most clarity that you get is in hindsight. It's when you look back and you connect the dots, when you figure out what worked, what didn't work, what were the successes, what were the challenges, where was your growth, what do you want to carry forward, what do you want to release and let go of? Those are the questions that you want to answer for yourself, and that sparks clarity like nothing else in your life. And it really allows you to move forth with much more alignment, meaning, and purpose, which is what I want for you. Okay, so if you haven't done this already in this month, today or this week is the perfect opportunity for you to success file, notice your progress, and connect the dots to get ready to name November. So let's get started and dive in. Now, last week I shared in my Moment of Clarity email, which by the way, if you're not signed up to get my emails every week, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you to click on and get signed up for them, because every Sunday I send a Moment of Clarity email that is a companion to this podcast and oftentimes has stories and secrets and tools that I may not necessarily share on the podcast. Sometimes I put some things in the email that doesn't go in the podcast, and sometimes I say some things on the podcast that doesn't go in the email. So it's important to have access to both. So I'm going to put that link in the show notes. But anyway, in the email that I sent last Sunday, I shared three easy tips to start noticing your month of October. And the first tip was to scroll through your calendar. Just go through the October calendar and see what appointments you had. What did you do last month? What events did you attend? What birthdays did you celebrate? What milestones did you celebrate? Any holidays? Like, just go through your calendar and see where you spent your time. Number two is look through your camera roll. Scroll back and see what were the moments that you captured. A lot of times our camera roll tells even a bigger tale than our calendar does. So that will allow you to figure out where your energy went and where your time went in the month. And then number three, browse through your texts and your emails or your WhatsApp messages, wherever it is that you hang out and talk to people, and notice who you connected with. What messages did you send? What loose ends are there? You know, one of the practices that I do when I look through my texts at the end of the month is make sure that I've responded to everybody, because I so often miss texts or WhatsApps because when I'm coaching, I don't have my phone on Do Not Disturb. So I miss things all the time. And then at the end of the month, I will look through messages and oftentimes write to people and be like, oh, let's connect, or let's do this, or let's do that. Or, you know, I respond to people and I often apologize for being late to the party, but I will get to you eventually. So that's another way of figuring out where you were in October. So as I did this for myself and I looked back at my calendar, and there was one success that I wanted to share with you that really stood out in my mind for October. So I themed October Orderly October. And the idea behind that wasn't necessarily to organize in October, but rather to step into a more orderly self, right? Keep the house orderly, behave orderly, create systems and processes, and just behave in a more orderly fashion. So one of the things that I have done is I've added an assistant to my team. I've hired a wonderful woman. Her name is Fran. And Fran and I have been working diligently on creating a more orderly life and business, because she is my executive assistant. So what I do is that I have been using Trello to brain dump all of the things that I need to get done, right? So I'll just vomit everything into Trello. And then Fran takes a look at that list and she has to do one of three things. Either one, she handles the task for me so that I can take it off my plate and I don't have to do it myself. Or two, she puts it on my calendar so that I can get it done at a specific time. Or three, she keeps tabs on it and just asks me about it and holds me accountable and just keeps it on her radar so that it doesn't slip through the cracks. So that's our system that we've been creating. And one of the things that I put in my list when I was creating my nurture list for October was that I wanted to decorate the house for Halloween. So I did this before October started. And Fran looked through my list and put decorate for Halloween on my calendar. She created a calendar appointment for it. So on a random Sunday, I am spending the day with my kids and I look at my calendar, you know, my reminder pops up and it says decorate the house for Halloween, which caught me off guard because I hadn't noticed that she had put that on my calendar, but she did. And at that moment, it was football Sunday at my house. So my kids' friends were home and I wasn't going to decorate at that moment. But what I did do was that I went into the garage and I brought all of the decorations down. I put them in the living room. And then on Monday evening, my son and I decorated for Halloween. And this happened like on October 5th or something like that. I mean, it was like the first week of October. So a couple of days later, my little guy, my son Ryan, we're driving in the car to school and he says, "Mom, I just want to thank you for decorating for Halloween so early in the month." And I said, "Oh, you're welcome." He's like, "Yeah, it really has gotten me into the Halloween vibe." He said, "I love that you are so in the Halloween spirit this month. Usually you wait until the end of October to decorate for Halloween," which made me laugh because what happens is not that I want to wait until the end of the month or that I was more spirited this month than any other month. What happens is that I live in the present moment and every day I am dealing with the thing that is in front of me that day. You know, gurus out there are telling you to live in the present and live in the present and be more present. Well, I often joke that my problem is I'm too present. I don't live enough in the future and I don't plan enough in the future to be able to get things done so that the present doesn't hit me in the face and become a fire drill, which is a perfect segue into this upcoming month's theme. Because what I am feeling into November is that it's both and, it's not either or. And that is the perfect bridge into November. Because November is smack in the middle of the harvest season, and it is the month in which we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the United States, this is a time to be present, to enjoy your family, to break bread together, to gather, to show appreciation for each other and for the life that you have built. It is a time of reflection and appreciation. The energy of this month is all about noticing, success filing, enjoying, and giving thanks. And yet, there is an undercurrent of another energy that I am feeling this November. There is a whisper that a new season is coming. It is an invitation to get ready to start dreaming. Dreaming about the future, dreaming about your life, dreaming about possibilities. Personally, I have been feeling this call into a quantum leap. There's something calling me, something bigger, and I'm preparing for it. I'm getting ready for it. I understand it. Now, this didn't just happen this month. This has been happening. I would venture to say that this started in December of last year when I downloaded the theme Dare December. Dare was the beginning of a quantum leap, and I've been feeling it, and it's rising again in my heart. And I wonder, is it rising for you? That undercurrent of momentum, that desire, that dream, that energy of possibility of quantum leaping. That is what I'm feeling. So now we have these two competing energies, the energy of being grounded, rooted in family, in gratitude, in the current moment, and the energy that is rising, the energy of the future, the energy of momentum, the energy of planning for what's coming. Both can coexist. It doesn't have to be either or. It could be both and. And that is why I have named November, drum roll please. Sorry, drum roll please. N squared November. N squared stands for now and next. This is the now and next November. From this point forward, I am going to be spending my days focused on what I am living in the now, what I get to appreciate in the now, and what I am preparing for that's next. So how do you nurture the now and the next? Well, it's the dance. It's living in the middle of the bridge. I often say that when we have a bridge, you have one end and the other end. And we always imagine ourselves on one end of the bridge, looking forward to the other end, and we have to get across. But the best view of that bridge is right when you are in the middle, because you have seen how far you've come and you see how far you're going. Being right in the middle of that bridge, that is the sweet spot. It's like you know you're getting there and you're already halfway there. And that's exciting and it's progress and it's fun. November is about being in the middle of that bridge. I want you to get excited about this. I think it's so exciting. So for me, how will I nurture the now and the next, the N squared? Well, for me, I'm going to enjoy the fruits of the labor that I have already done. I'll give you an example. On November 2nd, I'm hosting a FICA event with my friend Nikki Novo, and Nikki and I are doing our very first live podcast from this podcast episode. We're hosting it today on YouTube. So this podcast will come out in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I will have a live podcast airing on YouTube with Nikki, which is something we've been planning for months, and I am so excited about. Then next week, I have Spark with Luli B, which is an event that I love. And I've been collaborating with Luli for such a long time and recruiting people for her event, so much so that now Blissen Up has 3 tables of women that are joining me for the Spark event on November 7th. So I get to connect with these women live and in person on November 7th. I'm super excited about that. This month, I'm also going on my annual Thanksgiving trip that I do with my family. We have this little tradition that we have created where we gather all the family and we host Thanksgiving away from Miami so that we all spend time cozy in the Airbnb, spending unprecedented quality time together. So all of these things that I am enjoying are the result of years of work, rituals, traditions, dreams. Something I've noticed about the event with Nikki and the event with Spark and the things that I'm doing for my business in the now is that I am currently living the life that I once dreamt of. I always dreamt of having a business where I would collaborate with my friends and do things like host podcast lives and sponsor tables at an event. I dreamt of that kind of life, and I am in the now living that life. And I'm also going to carve out time this month to mastermind with people that are going to help me think about my future, plan with my assistant on the future of the business. I'm going to read a lot. I'm going to sit in reflection a lot. I'm going to journal a lot. I am going to spend this month getting ready for what's coming because I know there's a quantum leap coming. I just know it. I don't know exactly how it's going to look, but I know it's coming. So these are the things that I am going to be working on. So this month, the way that I will nurture that intention is simple. I will ask two questions of myself, and I invite you to ask the same questions of yourself. Did I do something today to enjoy the now? And did I do something today to prepare for the next? If you answer those questions, you are living an N squared. Isn't that so cool? I know, it's super cool. And here's something else I want you to consider. You can live an N squared life at any month of the year. You can live an N squared life in February or March or April. It's not specific or exclusive to November. This is the energy that I'm stepping into this month, but the principles are universal. That's the beauty of this work that we do. These intentions stack on each other and they become a collection. It's almost like imagine a pearl necklace, and each pearl adds to the collection of your necklace, making it a beautiful piece, a beautiful story that you are narrating through your life with universal themes and principles. So no matter when you are listening to this episode, this is the moment that you need to hear this message. I am confident of that. And when you do, you get to decide to live an N squared life. So here's your invitation for this week. Take time to review your October. Notice what's working, what isn't working, and what you're going to carry forward into the month and what you're going to let go of. And then name your intention for November. And if you choose to adopt the Bliss and Up collective intention, then I encourage you to choose an N squared life this month and let me know how you are enjoying the now while preparing for the next. Write it down, speak it out loud, and let this be your compass for the upcoming month. This is how we design a life that sparks bliss. Happy Sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.